President Obama's re-election campaign is taking square aim at Mitt Romney over his finance industry career and his management of the Boston-based finance company Bain Capital. At a campaign event in Ohio yesterday, Vice President Joe Biden told the story of how workers at a steel plant lost their jobs when Bain took over. It's a theme the Obama campaign and the Obama White House are ramping up. WBUR's Fred Tice reports.
This TV ad features laid-off steelworkers in a company bought by Bain. It ran yesterday in five battleground states in the presidential campaign: Colorado, Iowa, Ohio, Virginia, and Pennsylvania.
He's running for president, and if he's going to run the country the way he ran our business, I wouldn't want him there. He would be so out of touch with the average person in this country. How could you care? How could you care for the average working person if you feel that way?
In Youngstown, Ohio yesterday, Vice President Joe Biden told an audience that President Obama believes everybody should play by the same rules.
Then there's the Romney philosophy, the Romney economics, which says as long as the government helps the guys at the top to do well, workers in small businesses and communities, they can fend for themselves, but the country will be okay.
Later, at the White House, presidential spokesman Jay Carney added his own criticism of Romney.
The experience of loading up companies with debt, pulling out profits, and in many cases having companies fail and workers lose their jobs, and prior to losing their jobs, lose their pensions and other benefits, is not the kind of experience that the president thinks is the right experience that you would want to then apply to the country.
The attacks on Romney come from an old playbook, one used by Senator Ted Kennedy when Romney tried to unseat him in 1994. At that time, the Kennedy campaign used this story of a company in Indiana bought by Bain.
He's cut our wages to put money in back into his pocket.
You're not creating jobs, you're taking them away from us to put money in your pocket.
He just wants to take money out of your pocket, right? Put it in his.
Republican pollster Steve Lombardo says the Obama campaign is pouncing on Romney now because he's just turning from the Republican primary campaign to the general election.
Romney is just ending a fierce battle in which most of American voters don't know who he is. So they have a chance to define Romney before he gets a chance to go out and do it himself.
Lombardo says the Obama campaign can see that Romney is rallying Republicans around him, even as independents are starting to move towards him. So the time to define him is now, by trying to turn what he sees as his greatest strength, the ability to create jobs, into a weakness. Not many people likely saw the TV ad about Bain. It was scheduled for just one run. The Obama campaign only spent $83,000 to buy the airtime.
Frankly, the whole reason that they buy any time at all is so that reporters like you cover the ad.
The Republican National Committee organized a conference call on behalf of Romney yesterday. Former U.S. Senator John Sununu of New Hampshire said the value that is provided through the investment in capital formation by companies such as Bain is essential to our economy.
And if you don't want to live in a market economy, well, that's terrific. There are a few countries left, you know, Cuba and North Korea and a few others that discourage private capital formation. And if someone doesn't like the idea, they can always go there.
Sununu is offering exactly the defense of Romney that pollster Steve Lombardo thinks the Romney campaign should be making.
I think that if the Romney campaign is smart, they'll find a way to turn this to a bigger issue of the president being about government being the solution.
Lombardo says Romney has to avoid getting caught up in defending his record at Bain and keep his campaign to the president's record. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Fred Tice.